I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, we just saw the recent passing of Frank Ramsey, described as the ultimate sixth man and a Wildcat basketball legend.
Frank Ramsey was interviewed for a project that we've been doing for several years now as a partnership with former player Kyle Macy. And Kyle Macy is conducting these interviews with former players like Frank Ramsey. Frank was interviewed June 20th, 2016, so it's a recent interview. Over the course of this interview, he reflects in detail on a really incredible career. He won a national championship with the University of Kentucky, playing for Coach Rupp in 1951. He went on to win numerous NBA titles with the Boston Celtics. What I like best about this interview is that he really goes into detail about playing for both teams. Both teams were legendary teams historically. And we get details about playing in Memorial Coliseum at that particular time. We also get details about playing for Coach Rupp.
Talk a little bit about your relationship with Coach Rupp, how it changed or did it change from the time you came on campus till the time you graduated?
Well, you got to realize we all came out of small towns. Berea, Paris, Madisonville, Owensboro. And he was an idol. When I say that, he said jump, we jumped. We never questioned anything. We did exactly what we were told to do. And he had a system. You remember six, seven, all those plays he had?
Sure.
Five. We ran those, and you were in awe of him. And then as you progressed, he'd make mistakes sometimes, and you never called him on it. And he was quoted every time. The year we sat out, he hadn't gotten his name in the paper.
And then later on in the interview, Doug, he talks about playing for the Boston Celtics and, of course, the legendary coach Red Auerbach.
He played for one season. He then went into the military, and then he came back and finished his career with the Boston Celtics. And I love the detail that he gives talking about playing for this particular NBA team at this particular time.
Red was dealing with a bunch of married guys that smoked at the half. Heinsohn was a two-cigarette-at-half man. Casey Jones smoked, Sam Jones smoked, Russell smoked, and Luskatoff smoked. And Auerbach had that stinking cigar. And I'd say, listen, I got to have a knife to cut through that smoke so I can see you all. And I don't know, he got to where that was a sign that the game was over, and he really teed off some of the opposing coaches because he would light up a little too soon, you know, and they think he was rubbing it in.
In this interview, Ramsey's really talking about his life history. So he talks about being inducted in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. He talks about the tornado that hit Madisonville in 2005 when his house was destroyed, which is a very powerful moment in that interview. But overall, this is an incredible interview about an incredible career.
And a life well lived. And you can see this entire interview online.
It's available in our super cool search system at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.